This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1782. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 15th, Alaska, Antarctica, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Easter Island, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Europe, Indonesia, Kuwait, Liberia, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Poland, Finland, Qatar, Russia, Uganda, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. In the July NASWA Journal, Kevin Molander in California talks about his contacts with KNLS in Alaska. I took a risk and decided to call them. I reached a gentleman named Jeff, the frequency manager, a very pleasant fellow. I told him politely that my reception reports seemed to have disappeared into thin air. And then another report says KNLS verified my email report in 1 week. For 6890, a frequency they used several years ago, with an extremely cordial letter from Jeff Jaworski, frequency coordinator. Two QSL cards, one displayed the impressive new antenna array across the ocean on shortwave, around the world on internet, and the second displayed the snow-covered studio with transmitter in the background. However, the station also sent me an alloy bolt. The bolt is a special part of the KNLS antenna system, an alloy described as 2024 Tango 4, material made in the USA and anodized to a yellow-green color for outdoor protection. I was very impressed at Jeff's generosity, probably the verification that means the most to me in my many years of DXing. And Sam Barto, the QSL editor, says, really, really impressive and interesting. In my 57 years of QSLing, this is the most unusual gift I've heard of. I assume that Jeff is in headquarters Franklin, Tennessee, rather than Anchor Point, although that's not clear. One wonders why he chooses some of the frequencies he does. July 15th at 13 UT9920 brought the KNLS interval signal, quite weak, and signing on in Chinese. But it was atop another signal, which must have been FEBC in the Philippines, which also broadcasts in Coho, a minority language in Vietnam, on the same frequency at the same time. And furthermore, this draws Vietcom whoop-whoop jamming, as they don't take kindly to Christians trying to convert their minorities from animism or whatever. Why in the world would KNLS go on the same frequency as a fellow Christian broadcaster, which is jammed to boot? There are open frequencies nearby. Getting all of our polar news out of the way at first, from snow-covered Anchor Point to, I suppose, still mostly snow-covered Antarctica, Manuel Mendez in Spain says, LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, in Base Esperanza, after months of silence, will return to the air on July 27th. He got this mail from Sergio Lucero at the station. Good day. We are in a period of recess until July 27th, when we will resume normal transmissions. That's on 15476. No details, but presumably back to the usual schedule, which was approximately 18 until 2130 UT, Monday through Friday only, and the low-power transmitter is mostly on upper sideband. 15476, Antarctica again to be heard, starting July 27th. Meanwhile, back on what is really Argentina, the South American mainland, there have been some disruptions at RAI, the external shortwave service. You may recall there were recently some reports that the staff is very dissatisfied that they've been relegated to a hallway rather than a real radio studio, making their work rather difficult. Via BCDX, some info from Paul Reinersch in Germany on the ADX list. that there has been a work stoppage at RAI. This derives from a very brief comment from someone apparently with their German service, Ryan Braun, dated the 6th of July, which says more or less in translation, our broadcasts are not going out because of a walkout. So check 11710.7 weekday evenings, including English, which is supposed to be at 03 UT, or 15345 weekdays for the other English at 18, plus several other European languages, to see if they're on the air and with regular programming. A Bolivian station occasionally reported from North America, just below 4700 is Radio San Miguel in Rivaralta, 4699.9. In the Nassau Journal, Ralph Perry in Illinois says, I got a very friendly message via the Facebook service from Gabriel Satonaka at the station. Looks like a Japanese name, S-A-T-O-N-A-K-A. Sounds like a lot of stuff going on down there. Their website and Facebook page are broken, but he is fixing them. Nice programming review was included. Gabriel seems to be the one-man band of Radio San Miguel, announcer, producer, director, and newsman. One of the more difficult Brazilians for us in North America because of the Canadians and other interference is Radio Boa Vontade on 6160. Dave Valco in Pennsylvania reports to Hardcore DX on July 13th. I noticed a big head on 6160 at 0955 and was surprised to hear audio 58 hertz higher when I tune in and notched out CKZN in Newfoundland. Announcements definitely in Portuguese, some quite animated, and mentioned Manaus, Amazonas. Probably a full ID, but he could not copy it for sure. This station is at the other end of Brazil in Porto Alegre. He also checked their other frequencies and was hearing something, but couldn't get anything identifiable on 11895 and 20 hertz above 9550. He says their website, besides giving those two frequencies for Porto Alegre, lists 6610 instead of 6160. However, I must point out that the mention of Manaus and the fact that there is another Brazilian on 6160 in Manaus, though it's missing from the handbook, might lead one to conclude instead it was Rádio Rio Mar, whose parallel is 9695 and its listed sign-on time is 1000 UT. You may recall that there's recently been quite a problem in the Vancouver, BC market, where there are two or three Punjabi stations operating from Canada, that is, their offices are there, but transmitting from across the border in Washington, USA. This is a no-no, according to the CRTC, although the FCC doesn't seem to care. No doubt that leads to this story, which appeared on the Canadian Radio News Facebook on July 13th. Lower-powered Punjabi stations in Surrey, BC have amazing coverage. Two low-power Punjabi stations in Surrey, recently licensed by Industry Canada, are now in the air. They were given the go-ahead under the guise that they would be tourist and travel info services, therefore bypassing standard CRTC procedures. MyFM 106.9 operates with 41 watts, call sign VF2689. The format is mostly Punjabi music and what appear to be live on-air personalities. See myfmsurrey.com. And the other one, on 91.5 Gurbani FM, VF2688, operates with 4 watts, appears to be all Punjabi talk, likely religious. Both stations are owned by Ravinder Singh Panu of Brampton, Ontario. The transmitter for these is at Scott Road and 75th Avenue near the Surrey Delta border. Both signals come in loud and clear in Aldergrove, a distance of about 30 kilometers away from the transmitter. A third station in Surrey, similar in nature to these, has also been licensed by Industry Canada, VF2686, on 89.3 with 10 watts. Amrit Bani Radio is listed as the owner of that one, and its transmitter will be in the 80th Avenue and 119th Street area in Delta. Here's some news about Easter Island, so remote a place that most of us can only dream about visiting, let alone DXing. From Manfred Manka in Germany. After about a year, I received a prepared QSL back from the Dirección General Aeronáutica Civil at the Mataveri Airport on Easter Island, confirming a report on a beacon station with a call sign R, a single letter, working on approximately 304 kilohertz, the power 40 watts. And during a visit to Easter Island in November 2013, Manukena Radio could only be heard on FM 88.9. It seemed it's the only station having a program produced on Easter Island, as all the other FM stations carried programs originating in Chile. So I'm not sure whether Manfred heard the beacon while he was visiting or at a much greater distance. In DSWCI DX Window, Graham Bell in Simonstown, South Africa, reports Radio Nacional Guinea Equatorial reactivated Equatorial Guinea on 5005. Heard twice in June on the 13th at 0432 to 0500, a long sequence of slow, romantic pop music in Spanish, with occasional short announcements, but no ID or talk at the top of the hour. Quite a good signal, however. Also June 15th at 1636, similar pop songs with no announcements. Editor Acker Peterson says this was last reported in October 2014. Torsten Hallman of Africa List says, if it was on, I would expect to hear it now, as of July 11th, similar to Angola or others, but I don't hear it. Could it be on the air daytime only? Torsten Hallman in Germany also notes that there are a number of African stations I have not heard for several weeks, at least the past 2 weeks as of July 11th, but which had been active not too long ago, namely 4976 Uganda, 4760 ELWA, 7175 and 7200 Eritrea, 6160 or 13800 Puntland. African DX isn't much fun at the moment, he says. If you hear Radio Abu Dhabi on the 48-meter band, it's not in the UAE, but a Euro pirate probably in the Netherlands. In Play DX, Luca Botofiore reports it on 6307, July 12th at 0124 in English, with melodic music and IDs. That hour, of course, means it might even make it to North America, at least over a darkness pass to the east. And we have another report of it from Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil. Not often do Euro pirates make it to South America. Also on 6307, but on another occasion on 6210. Heard at midnight, 40 UT, July 6th. Jorge R. Garcia identified it as a Dutch pirate, Radio Abu Dhabi, when it was on 6210. The other report of it was on July 11th on 6307 at midnight 17 UT, and also at 2319. On July 12th at 1228 UT, Ron Howard in California reports hearing three RRI stations in Indonesia, probably the only ones active on each of the 90, 75, and 60-meter bands. They were in parallel with a long segment of Jakarta News, ending with a normally heard patriotic song, but they split apart after 1229. And here they are with their exact frequencies. 3324.88 Palangkaraya, 3905 Merauke, and 4869.88 Vamena. Another external shortwave service bites the dust, apparently, Radio Kuwait. I've been checking 17550, which on good propagational days can put quite a signal into central and western USA, its target in Arabic between 20 and midnight UT. But several checks on July 11th found no signal at all. Ivo Ivanov reported July 10th that this transmitter is no longer on the air since the end of June. It was used also on other frequencies at other times, 5960, 7250, 11630, and 13650, that one just before 20. It was the last one left, previous transmitters having disappeared at the end of May from 9750 and 6050, and back at the end of February from 21580, 21540, and the one which carried their English broadcast
15540. There were once five 500 kilowatt transmitters at Qabd, K-A-B-D, Kuwait, and now there might as well be zero. If, I say, Radio Kuwait had not stupidly run the last transmitter all winter on 17550 in the middle of the night for several years, when it would propagate only in the outer space, it might have not worn out by now. There is still shortwave broadcasting from Kuwait, of course, the IBB site, which is called the George A. Moore Transmitting Station. I wonder who he was. There are four 250 kilowatt transmitters, with two more being added. Kuwait is another IBB host country which missed a golden opportunity to require access to U.S. shortwave facilities for its own external service as part of the deal, like for the Philippines and Thailand. Even now, IBB might take the initiative and offer Kuwait some transmitter time, if they even care about shortwave anymore.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1782. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. It's non-commercial, as is this program. Thus, your voluntary contributions are very much appreciated to keep them going financially. One may contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One can never be sure that Voice of Nigeria is making permanent schedule changes or just swapping stuff around from one day to the next. But for what it's worth, Ivo Ivanov notes that the English broadcast of Voice of Nigeria at 18 to 1930 UT has lately been heard on 9689.9 instead of 7254.9. He doesn't mention it, but I suppose the DRM version at the same time may still be around 15120, although I haven't seen it reported lately. However, 9690 suffers from adjacent channel interference on both sides from Egypt and China. Update on Nigerian Armed Forces Radio, which of course originates there and is official but not transmitted from Nigeria, instead from France via RMI brokerage. We mentioned last week it had been extended, that is the test broadcast extended to July 10th, but on that day, Jeff White informed us that they've now decided to continue indefinitely until further notice. That is 06 to 07 UT on 13775 and 11825. It's been a mixture of music, Hausa, and English announcements. You might have thought they had gone off, since on subsequent dates, July 12th and 13th, they were barely audible to inaudible, but that was just due to propagation from Europe. Ron Howard in California reports a Papua New Guinea station reactivated, NBC Southern Highlands on 3275 after being off the air about 6 months. Heard July 11th with an open carrier at 1029, but by 1205 he was able to parallel it to 3365 NBC Milne Bay and 6075 via Australia. Very nice, he says, to now have two regional NBC stations actually operating from PNG. And he heard 3365 again on July 11th, parallel to 6075 after 12 UT. 6075 being those NBC relays via Australia, the big story last week, and we continue to hear them. And there continues to be no official admission that they're not all via Townsville, Queensland. The signal's on 6075 between 10 and 14 UT and on 12025 until 10 UT are so strong, we think they've got to be the main Australian transmitter site, 100 kilowatts at Shepparton, Victoria. These went on the air because of the 15th Pacific Games in Port Moresby, a very big deal in Papua New Guinea, but the games are scheduled to end on July 18th. So it's unclear whether the shortwave relays will continue. We certainly hope so, as they have upgraded NBC PNG from DX status to SWL quality. As for determining the real transmitter sites, several times now I have confirmed that the other frequency, 9860, around 0530, which is on the air at the same time as 12025, that 9860 is a split second behind 12025, just right for a satellite hop from Shepparton to Brandon. Oh, here's a later follow-up report from Ron Howard about the other PNG stations. Southern Highlands 3275 was off the air July 12th after he'd heard it reactivated the day before. July 13th, it came back at 11:43 with a carrier. At 12:32, there was audio, but at that time it was not parallel to 3365 or 6075. While 3365, Milne Bay, on July 13th, had another day of local programs before 12, and after that hour it was parallel to 6075. Radio Sputnik, the successor to Voice of Russia, rather than on shortwave, is expanding little by little to neighboring countries once under Russian control by establishing FM relays. Seemingly no problem in Armenia and Azerbaijan, but the Poles are not having it. Such a relay has been set up on a station called Radio Hobby for 1 hour a day, but the regulators in Poland says this is contrary to regulations. According to a much more detailed report from Gazeta Wyborcza's website via BBC Monitoring, which you can read in full in the new DX Listening Digest when available via worldofradio.com, number 15-28. The unexpected and unpublicized relays of Al Jazeera TV in Arabic on shortwave come and go. According to Ivo Ivanov, they were canceled after July 9th, having been heard Sunday through Thursday, July 5th to 9th, on the schedule I gave last week, 12 to 14, 11835 UAE, and 18 to 1930, 17680 via Wolverton, UK. However, unless they come up with a totally new set of times and frequencies once again, you might continue checking for those. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain says he was checking on July 12th and was not hearing a signal at 18:05 on 17680. Why am I mentioning this now? Because it's filed under Q for Qatar-Non. I guess Wimbledon is over by now, but keep in mind some special frequencies which showed up from the BBC World Service in case something like that happens again. Heard on July 11th and 12th on 11975 between 13 and 15 UT by myself and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. He also heard them on 9410, an old BBC frequency, but not normally scheduled at this hour. And the sites for these are unknown. Rodney Johnson in Nevada, however, was also hearing Wimbledon on a known Singapore relay frequency, 6195. As we first mentioned 2 months ago, Art Bell is returning to the radio on July 20th. The former host of Coast to Coast AM, dealing primarily with the paranormal. This time he's seen the light, and besides being primarily a webcast on the Dark Matter Digital Network, the show is also being carried on a number of radio stations and two shortwave stations on three frequencies. According to the latest info from artbell.com, the show will be live on all stations at 04 to 07 UT Tuesday through Saturday, that is Monday through Friday evenings. It's called Midnight in the Desert. Thing is, he originates in Nevada, where the show will end at local midnight, not start at midnight, and I don't know of many deserts in the Eastern time zone. Anyhow, the shortwave stations signed up to carry him are WTWW on 5085 and WBCQ on both 7490 and 9330. Oh, here's another one. Not listed as shortwave, but in Ontario, he's to be on CFRB 1010, which must mean he'll also be on CFRX 6070. starting Monday evening, July 20th, UT 21st at 0400. As predicted last week, there is now a new X-band station on 1700 kHz, WRCR in Spring Valley, New York, moving up from 1300, where they only had 500 watts day, 83 watts night, but now they're running the usual X-band powers of 10 kilowatts daytime and 1 kilowatt night. Both should be non-directional. Carl Zuck in New York has some comments about this. There will also be HD radio on this signal. Notable engineer Tom Ray, chief of WOR for years and years, was project manager for this move. Northeast Towers installed the single 198-foot tower just 2 feet under the limit. Its signal should be hard to miss. The implications of this newcomer are many. With its broad HD radio signal, WRCR will probably wipe out reception of the pirate and TIS HAR community on 1700 and 1710 and crush the coverage of WPTX 1690 down in Maryland. It will probably throw snurtles on WTTM 1680 near Philadelphia as well. Will the HD plague never end? And what will be heard on 1300 with WRCR gone? It serves many ethnic groups along with the community at large. You can't say that about many stations these days. Artie Bigley in Columbus, Ohio says the signal strength from WRCR 1700 was significantly lower than expected July 13th at 0200. I sent them an email and got a reply. They have this to say about the signal strength. Thanks for your report, Artie. As we all know, propagation can vary day to day. I think we were left at 1 kilowatt last night. It will be at 1 kilowatt tonight because we've programmed the controller for all 12 months. The power down time is currently 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That's from the president of Alexander Broadcasting, Alexander Medakovich, KD2KI, and he's also an MD. It's the lower end of the FM band where strange stuff is to be heard. In fact, the old Channel 6 analog audio frequency, 87.75 megahertz. Rob Ross in London, Ontario, logged a couple of Franken FM stations, that is, licenses television, but actually radio station, who cares about the video? They were KXKWLP in Lafayette, Louisiana, both heard June 23rd, around 23 UT. This one was proud to be different, Mustang 87.7. And he also heard from Germantown, Tennessee, WPGF LP. It was relaying WHBQ 560 with baseball. Those, of course, were catches thanks to sporadic ESKIP, which happens when it happens. Although Zanzibar was missing from 11735 July 8th, when I recorded last week's World of Radio, it came back the next day. Noted by many, including Bill Bingham in South Africa, best before 16 UT when co-channel interference started. But something went wrong on July 11th. Torsten Hamann in Germany says there was a terrible noise on the frequency. And Wolfgang Büschel says also on July 12th there was white noise coming out of the Zanzibar transmitter. Finally, on July 15th, it was back to normal. Propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field mostly quiet through July 30th, and KNSC is mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux rising from 100 July 18th to 120 on the 27th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1782.